When the economy tanked, North Carolina's unemployment insurance system got way out of balance. Businesses fund it, and they weren't putting enough in to cover the massive demand for benefits as unemployment soared. So the state borrowed money from the federal government. That tab still lingers around $2.5 billion. To put that in perspective, only California and New York owe more. Now Governor McCrory says it's time to close the tab.
I hope that will be one of the first pieces of legislation I sign is to pay off the debt that we owe the federal government.
McCrory says the Republican plan approved in a joint committee this week has the right idea. It slashes the maximum weekly benefit from $535 to $350, and it cuts the number of weeks the state offers benefits from 26 to between 12 and 20 weeks, depending on the unemployment rate. There's also pain on the tax side. The federal government automatically increases taxes on businesses each year until the debt is paid off. On top of that, the plan slightly increases state taxes on some businesses.
It's the right direction because we have no choice. We owe the federal government, and as governor, I plan to pay off the credit card.
McCrory says he'll be involved in modifying the plan when legislators consider it again later this month. On another matter, McCrory said the threat of a lawsuit means he can't comment on the state's decision regarding MechLink. That's the agency Mecklenburg County chose to oversee hundreds of millions of dollars in Medicaid funds for mental health and other services. But the state stripped it of that responsibility before McCrory took office. Now the county plans to sue the state. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.